إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولا وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الأحزاب said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, oh you who believe, اتقوا الله. Fear to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا And speak only the truth. Speak the truth. My brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you that there are two reasons why people do not speak the truth. Speaking the truth, the importance of speaking the truth, that we should speak the truth, this is not rocket science. This is not something that people suddenly discovered or Islam taught them. This is universal. Truth is a universal value. Everyone, everywhere in the world talks about the importance of speaking the truth. Nobody talks about the importance of speaking lies. No one says, tell lies, it's a good thing. Even people who are telling lies, they don't tell others to tell lies. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, speak the truth, why, what is the importance of this? The importance of this is to draw our attention to two things. Firstly and foremost, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, taqullah, ittaqullah, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a sign of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to speak the truth. Qulu qawlan sadida, speak the truth, speak the true word, speak something which is not false. Now, why do people not do this? Why do people speak lies? Why do people not speak the truth? Two reasons, fear and favor. They speak, people tell lies. People tell lies in many ways. Some are absolute, outright, blatant lying. In other cases, it may not be outright, blatant lying, but it might be watering down the truth. It might be hiding the truth. It might be not speaking, which is tantamount to lying, because when the truth must be spoken, to remain silent is culpable. When the truth must be spoken, to remain silent is culpable. Therefore, just to be silent itself is a sign of lying. People do all of these kinds of things for two reasons. Firstly, because they want the favor of someone. Someone, some group, some people. So they want to be good with those people. And therefore, when a matter comes up, which those people want to do and you know it is wrong, these people will keep quiet, they will buckle under, and they will give in. And this is the whole issue of peer pressure, for example. And why do people give in or cave in to peer pressure? Because they want to be, that is the entry criterion to be part of that group. So people want to be so desperate, they're desperate to be part of that group, that because of peer pressure, they give in to things which they know are wrong, they give in to things which they know are false. So if their peers are doing something wrong, and we are now at the closing of 2012, and we are going to see a lot of this peer pressure thing happening, where people will go and take part in all kinds of haram activities. Not because they really want to do that. I mean, that is the tragedy. You know, at least the one who really wants to do it, or somebody who really wants to go and get drunk and spend his whole night on a bash, and he wants to dance all night and fall down flat on his face or whatever. I mean, at least he wants to do that, he's doing it. But you've got a whole bunch of other apologetic morons who just go there and they sit around and they are participating in that, even though they don't even really want to do it. But the reason they do it is because they want to still look good with their friends. Otherwise, their friends will say, oh, but you know, he's so boring and he's a square and he's this and that. And you can't live with that, right? You can't live with the disapproval of friends who make the disobedience of Allah into a creative activity. They want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in as many possible different ways as possible. And you want to be part of that because you just don't have the guts to stand up and say, look, I'm sorry, I'm not part of this, I don't do this. Right? Now, you don't want to do that. So therefore, you tell that you speak lies, which is that you do not express disapproval, you do not say what needs to be said, and you continue with the lying that you have got used to. Now, Another reason why people tell lies is or hide the truth, or they are so-called diplomatic or politically correct and so on, is because they want to look good with those people from whom they expect some benefit. So, for example, if you want to get some donations for your institution or whatever work that you're doing from a group of people, and you know that these people are people who are not particularly Islamically inclined, or they may have some issues with various laws and rules of Islam. So then with them, you try to be good with them, so you water down those rules. If they ask you a question, you don't give them a straight answer. You may give them either a convoluted answer which they can't understand and they get confused, or you give them answers which where you water down the reality of what they are doing. And thereby you look good with them. And then you are the popular Maulana, you are the popular Sheikh, who permits various kinds of things which are clearly haram, but you don't say that because you want to be good with those people and you want their money, and therefore you know that they will not donate to you if they see you as too tough, and therefore you like to be with them. You try to be nice and soft and so on and so forth. And that's the second. So that's the first reason for telling lies, which is that seeking favor from people. The second reason for telling lies is fearing people, and these are both related. Fearing to be an outcast from that group, fearing that some harm will come to you, and so on, if you speak the truth. But Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said, "Qulu qawlan sadida." So what do we do now with this hukum of Allah? Because this ayat is one of the ayat of ahkam of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, which begins with "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah." So what shall we do with this hukum of Allah? This ayat, incidentally, is an ayat which is recited in every khutbah of Jummah. It's part of the Muslim khutbah, part of the of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's khutbah in Jummah, and we hear this ayat every Jummah. So ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, qulu qawlan sadida wa qulu qawlan sadida, and speak the truth. So we have to be very clear in our minds and say that I am going to speak the truth because I have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what really matters is whether or not I am good with Allah. What really matters is whether or not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves of me, not whether or not someone else approves of me. Number one. Number two, see the benefits of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen to the one who does speak the truth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Yuslih lakum amalakum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the islah of your amal. Allah will correct your deeds, beautify your deeds, give you khushu' in salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will connect you to Him. All the beauties of our deen. Yuslih lakum amalakum. For you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the islah of your amal. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Allah will forgive your sins. What more can we want? Truly, 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 when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to forgive sins, the one who doesn't take advantage of that is someone who has really no faith and no belief and no iman in the akhirah. Because how can we say that we have iman in the akhirah and yet we do not take advantage of the promise of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُومَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will forgive your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. And underlining of the message, which is that the one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ, only that person, فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا, is the person who would have gained this great benefit and the great fawz and great success. Fawzan azima, not just fawzan azima, the greatest of success. I remind myself and you, let us stick with this. Forget about peer pressure, forget about anything. Think only of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do only that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that displeases other people, absolutely no problem. That decision of displeasing others in order to please Allah, inshallah, will be a decision in our favor on the day of judgment. So let us forget about everything. Let us concentrate on that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will give us what He has promised, which is that He will correct our deeds, beautify our deeds, accept our deeds, and forgive our sins. And remember, if you choose to please Allah, then Allah will give you friends who will not put you in this quandary. He will give you friends who will not put you in this dilemma of whether to please Allah or to please your friends. Allah will give you friends with whom you only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get great joy from you. Your biggest kick will be from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about this. Friends and friends. Now, why on earth would you want to have friends with whom there is always this struggle to say, do I listen to this friend or do I incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What good are friends like that? So if you give up that and you say, sorry, I'm not into this, you want to be my friend, most welcome. You don't want to be my friend, most welcome. Then Allah will give you friends who will be an asset for you in this dunya. Friends who will make dua for you when you die. Friends who will be an asset for you for the akhirah also. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sense to understand this. And give us the sense to do that which is pleasing only to Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahman rahim.